Yeah, well, of course, we can't take credit for it. The current incumbents are minded custodians of the brand. The brand has been around for a long, long time. And actually, one of the earlier chairpersons of Guaranteed Irish was the famous national treasurer, Micheál Ó Muirchertach. So, well known in Kerry circles and in the GAA field. His voice travelled for a long time around Ireland when we listened to our football and hurling matches of the GAA of the day. And a nice connection with Kerry.
Certainly is an absolute icon down here as well, which is, it's lovely to have that connection. There are some major milestones and achievements that you've had over the last, 50 years, should we say, right from the very start. What are some of the ones, Breeze, that you're most proud of?
Well, I suppose in more recent times, the big thing is, I suppose, we've reinvented and repositioned Guaranteed Irish so that it still has its same values in terms of supporting jobs, good quality jobs here in Ireland and indeed the community of Ireland. So that's really, really important to us. But as well as that, I suppose we've made the license of Guaranteed Irish available to all businesses based in Ireland, homegrown and international. That's been a big change. And it's not just about made in Ireland. While businesses who make products are welcome to join, it's not exclusively. It's for businesses who are based in Ireland, and the license is now available to businesses rather than the product and services. So any business can apply for the Guaranteed Irish license, and once they satisfy the criteria of jobs, supporting quality jobs, supporting and giving back to their community and supporting provenance, so 50% or more added value to a business has to be made improved in, and they have to be on a sustainable journey, of course, which is a big thing in everybody's lips at the moment. And once they apply and achieve those standards, well, then they're eligible for a license. Everybody can apply, all businesses can apply, not all of them get through, but that's what makes it valuable, I suppose, Amber. And it's really about doing the right thing. So as a national symbol of trust, Guaranteed Irish really is about working with the good guys out there, and they're solid businesses who are supporting the communities in which they're based, and they're giving back all the time. And our strapline is altogether better, and it's about the big company and the small company, the international company and the homegrown company, the startup company and the mature company, all helping each other, and a rising tide lifts all boats. And I suppose that's really the ethos of Guaranteed Irish, and it's important that we really keep that flag flying there. So it's come a long way in the last 50 years, a lot of change, and to reflect Ireland's growing up, it was really important that Guaranteed Irish changed as well and becomes more relevant in today's business landscape.
And Breed, what does it mean, firstly, maybe to a business to get that Guaranteed Irish seal of approval, but then also for the consumer as well when they are shopping and, you know, they see that Guaranteed Irish mark on a product? What does it mean for both the consumer and the business?
Yeah. So a good question. It's good to see it from both sides. So we've looked at it from the business side. So 91% of our members have said they've seen a lift in sales with the Guaranteed Irish symbol associated with their business. So that's unbelievable. We had not expected it to be that high. So that's great. And that desire has come from people who want to know and trust where their money is going and what businesses they're dealing with. They want to make sure the business is being good to their own people. They want to trust where the product and the supply chain is coming from, and that's really important to them. And also, I suppose, there's an element of reducing the carbon footprint. So when businesses are buying and supporting local, they feel they're doing the right thing, but they're also holding on to the jobs and the money in the local economy. So that's really important to the business. From the consumer, they're saying, look, we want to keep business and enterprise in our local community. And in doing so, by picking up something with the G on it, and that iconic G on a product or a business where they're showing it online, they're saying, look, we're actually doing our playing our role, and we're doing the right thing by businesses here. We want to support local. It still looks global, of course, but the idea is to try and support enterprise in our local community.
And I know now that you have over 2,000 member businesses, and I think they employ over 120,000 people as well, which is fantastic. They're great numbers to see.
They're great. We're actually at 2,300 businesses. They employ 150,000 people. They're worth about $14.5 billion to the Irish economy and $52 billion to the global economy. So serious numbers there in terms of a voice, a collective voice they have together. And our job, I suppose, is to promote and market those businesses to consumers here in Ireland and also to other businesses in Ireland and other businesses coming into Ireland or working with businesses going out of Ireland exporting. So our job is to create noise around the G and what it means as a national symbol of trust, and a seal of approval when it goes internationally is really important. So companies overseas are looking to deal with businesses that are coming out of Ireland that they know they can trust. And that seal of approval is there with the G. And that's really what Guaranteed Irish guarantees now, that a company creates good quality jobs, is good to its community, thinks about sustainability, and is adding value in its own economy. So that's what people are looking for. It's not a nice to have anymore. It's really required in terms of good governance and in terms of ESG practice in everybody's business. So it's really found its own place in the sustainability role as well. So nice that we're able to spearhead with that in 50th anniversary. And this year we did a national campaign. We've done to promote the guarantee of Guaranteed Irish and what it means now. And we've also done quite a few collaborations. We worked with Unpust. They launched a lovely stamp for us this year, and that was available nationwide. It still is. You can buy it online and get your postmark and your stamp from with Guaranteed Irish, which is nice to see out and about again. And we've done a number of events and a number of awards. And of course, we're representing lots of businesses in Kerry Amber as well. So it's important to bring it right down to the local influence and how people can support it there.
It certainly is. And speaking of that, Breed, I know we've said it on the show many times before that the pandemic has really shown us, I suppose, the value of local businesses and local producers and just supporting, you know, the businesses and the people that are in your own community. And I think, you know, we've seen how vital that they are to our local community. Is that something that you're noticing that people are doing now in more recent years, again, I suppose, since the pandemic maybe?
Yeah, well, during the pandemic and immediately post the pandemic, it was very high on everybody's agenda to support local and support Irish. And that's great. And of course, we were delighted with that. And we could see a real uplift and people really looking out for the G. And the feedback was phenomenal. And it was great to see it. It's very important now that that stays on the agenda, because we're serious about being sustainable and supporting enterprise in our local communities and keeping jobs in our local towns and parishes and villages across Ireland. We've got to make sure that we continue to do that. And there's another piece as well to that. It's not about just supporting Irish, it's about supporting businesses in Ireland, and there is a difference. So we welcome multinationals into Guaranteed Irish as well, once they're doing the right thing by Ireland, supporting jobs, community and provenance in a sustainable manner. So the same rules apply to all businesses. But remember, the multinationals as well can give a really nice lift or a boost to a local business who are, you know, they might be contributing to their bottom line. You've lots of hotels who are actually part of the original Irish Hotel Group down in Kerry, like Sneem Hotel, Park Nasilla, Dinglebinners Hotel, all of the good products down there. And it's nice to see businesses who are coming in to Ireland from overseas and putting business into those hotels. So it's really putting money in the bottom line. And if we look at how our multinationals are actually leaning in, and they're often contacting us actually to say, look, we want to try and change our supply chains. So we're using some more local businesses. Can you give us a list of local accountants, local solicitors, you know, retailers? We want to send our business locally instead of bringing in stuff from overseas, because we want to really dial into this supporting local, and we've our roots here, and our people are Irish, and our people on the floor in the ground are actually saying, look, let's use some local businesses and keep the money and the local economy circulating here. So there is a desire to do the right thing by both homegrown and international, and they're the businesses we work with, and they're the business we like to license. And of course, anybody who's going for a license with Guaranteed Irish has to go through an appraisal system. So you don't just pay your money and you're in, you have to go through a dedicated appraisal system. And it is, there is quite a bit of due diligence done on it. So the companies must meet our criteria and have the same ethics and ethos as Guaranteed Irish itself has, because at the end of the day, the brand is fantastic and it has survived 50 years, but it's only as strong as its weakest link, its weakest brand. So we must make sure that everybody is adhering to the same values and has the same beliefs, I suppose, in affecting positive change in their community as we like to try and strive for ourselves.
That's really, really interesting. You mentioned there, Breed, about the benefit, I suppose, to the local economy, you know, with the multinationals coming over, I suppose, and supporting businesses, and then also people supporting their own local businesses. It goes hand in hand, I suppose. And we do hear about how important that is. But just exactly, like, how vital is it, and what exactly does it mean to local economies when people follow that rule of thumb, I suppose, and they support, you know, the people in their own community?
Well, I think it's important from the point of view of keeping the jobs strong here. You say, well, it's an employee's market at the moment. We're not stuck for jobs. You know, there's no shortage of employment. But, you know, think a few years ago with the banking crisis, then in COVID, people weren't too sure. Then there was a downturn in the tech economy at the beginning of this in the last year, beginning of this year. There's only one thing sure in business and one thing sure in life is that there is nothing constant and it's ever changing. So I think it's really important that we always keep that on the agenda. So that's number one. Number two, I think the element of trust in business is really important. The desire to know where your product and all the component parts of your product and service is coming from is really, really high on everybody's agenda from a sustainability point of view, but also from doing the right thing and making sure that people and businesses that we're working with can be trusted. And we saw during COVID when people realized they were really left vulnerable and difficult to service their own supply chains when lots of dependency came from China and other markets, but there was no real obligation to fulfill. Whereas in terms of supporting businesses and supply chains that are locally, you have a relationship, you know the business, you can assess the business very quickly, it can be delivered very quickly, and you trust that the business and it can do your own due diligence on the business to make sure that they're doing the right thing by their people and their community. So I think that has really become paramount. And in terms of trying to do the right thing, there is a massive desire. It's not just about price anymore. Yes, the company has to make profit, and yes, they have to, answable to shareholders. But they also, that there's such a lean in on the ESG now in terms of governance in people's businesses. It's essential. So it's a cost of doing business. So one way of sorting that out is leaning into the Guaranteed Irish piece, because if they're a member of Guaranteed Irish, they've already been approved in that space and they've already met with our criteria. So it gives great comfort to any business who's dealing with another Guaranteed Irish business.
It certainly does. I know as part of the Golden Anniversary celebrations as well, Guaranteed Irish has released a new book. Will you tell us a bit about it, Breed?
Yeah, so look, we're not in the business of autobiographies, but there was a duty on us really to reflect the last 50 years of the business, because so few brands survive 50 years. And for a brand to sustain its legacy and to, you know, even home, not just homegrown brands, but international brands, I should say, there's very few who live and last the test of time. And the symbol of the G with the I inside it is so strong, and it's so loved by the people of Ireland. We know this from our research. And even with Ireland and its multicultural makeup now, there are 75% of the population, 3/4 of the population recognise the symbol. So it's a fantastic achievement. And, you know, we can't take any credit for that. That's something we've inherited, and we're purely custodians of the brand in our time, and we'll pass it on and hopefully last another 50. So we wanted to track and trace the effect of Guaranteed Irish over the last 50 years. So we commissioned it to be written by Enda McMahon, who did a fantastic job in it. It was illustrated in-house by our own Kieran McElwee, and the photos alone are beautiful, very nostalgic. But it's the real story of Ireland, tracing our growing up, if you like, over the last 50 years, from 74 to 2024, where you saw us joining the EEC, where you saw us going from really a homegrown, agricultural dependent economy, which is wonderful, but, you know, very bereft of other industry, to where we, you know, developed the IDA and we went out and we got inward investment. The country started to become more confident. Now, that took time, of course, but with confidence then, we started to punch above our weight. And of course, the diaspora in Ireland has always been so strong and so good for business in Ireland and businesses coming out of Ireland. The doors were always half opened, and there was just a need, a professional need for a professional push to get businesses to come here and for businesses to scale and export outside. So we tracked all that, and we told the story through, I suppose, the development of Ireland during the EEC, which is now the EU, and of course our inward investment and entrepreneurial spirit. And we go right up to maybe 2/3 of the book on the history and lessons we can learn for the future. And the future lessons are really about our role in sustainability and how we're going to sustain those businesses going forward, and the importance of societal sustainability, but and how we manage to preserve our towns and villages in rural Ireland as well as urban Ireland. And then, of course, our position on the global stage and our role there, and our position in terms of a trusted nation going forward. So our role in sustainability is really intertwined with Guaranteed Irish, and we really want to make sure we dial that up and play our role properly and help our business members to be able to use that as a tool when they're in the marketplace. So sustainability and governance are going to be so important going forward. I think they're going to be the buzzwords of the future, and that's not going to change anytime soon. So we have a big role to play there, and we're up for it. We look forward to working with our business members and future business members who need help in that area, and we have a dedicated full-time head of sustainability who helps with the education on that space for businesses. And that's our role. We're not environmentalists, but we are educational in terms of the role businesses can play and how they can tap into it for the small and medium and larger sized business. But the large sized businesses are probably doing it themselves. Small and medium sized businesses are going to need some help, and we're happy to help out there.
That's great to hear. Finally, Breed, what message would you give to consumers now about supporting Indigenous and international businesses in Ireland as they look to the future?
Before I finish on the book there, anybody who wants to order the book, they can go online to guaranteedirish.ie. Amber, a shameless plug, but the opportunity to have a nice coffee table book, and it really is beautifully produced. It is there available for them, just to contact us on guaranteedirish.ie. For people going into the future, there's two messages, one for consumers and one for businesses. For consumers, it's really important to look out for the G, and there's the opportunity to do that every day you do your shopping, every time you buy an item for your house, every time you think about where you're going to spend your hard-earned cash during the week or during the month. Consider, not all the time, but at least some of the time, consider spending some of that with an Irish business. So I think that's really important, or an Irish-based business. And that's supporting, and that's playing your role. And while I understand you can't buy everything Irish, nobody expects that, it's nice to intertwine it and have the DNA of both involved. Just think about the long-term value of your purchase and your power of purchase. For businesses, we're saying there's a couple of things we can help them out with. For our business members, we have brand activation campaign for every month. And there's a new business member who can avail of that, and do visit the website on guaranteedirish.ie. There's a 15,000 advertising campaign available for that. Every month is available to members. So that's worth looking out for. And also there's a brand new campaign we've launched this year, Amber, for the 50th celebration. So if you're a company who employs 50 or more employees and you're based in Ireland and you're a member of Guaranteed Irish, or would like to become a member of Guaranteed Irish, there's the 50-50-50 campaign. So it's 50 years, €50,000 worth of a communications campaign to be released from March 2025 all the way through the year. And then, again, the 50 employees. So it's to support that middle-sized company, small to middle-sized company, 50-plus employees. We really want to be able to support one of our own. So there's a big opportunity there. And again, that's all available on our website. For the businesses out there, part of the 50-50-50 campaign is that the criteria is that you start using more businesses based in Ireland in your supply chain. And that's helping our sustainability promise, I suppose, to sustaining a future, a strong enterprise into our future. So the opportunities are there. We have a lot of support between sponsorship and membership behind us to make these things happen. And we've worked hard to get those for our members. So do jump on the website and take the opportunity to avail of the competitions, but also to look at other members that you could use in your supply chain. And if you're really small and say, look, I'm too small to have anyone in the supply chain, everybody's buying something from someone. So really look down to even the most granular. For the smaller members, there's also the opportunity to knit into the larger members. So they're looking for somebody, and it could be you. So the opportunity there is to network. Make sure you're making use and leveraging all the business members that run guaranteedirish.ie website. And we're happy to help them. If they're a member, obviously, that goes without saying. If they're not a member, contact us and see if we can help you. And maybe this is something that they'd like to consider joining. But we're there to help. Our job is to sustain enterprise in the community and to make sure those jobs that are there are good quality jobs, so that you can have a lifestyle and a living out of them. So we've a lot done and we've a lot more to do. But I suppose the big message is Guaranteed Irish has sustained 50 years and it's all ready to go for the next 50. So we are all together better when we work together. So I thought if we can keep that Lacailer togetherness piece pushed forward, I think it's good for Ireland and it's good for everybody's individual business and it's good for our community.
It certainly is. Breed, it's been lovely talking to you about a very exciting milestone and a continued success for the years ahead.
Thanks so much, Amber. And if there's anybody who wants to contact us from the Kerry region or the southern region, we'd love to hear from them. And every success with the summer ahead.